The Daily News article audio. Today in sports. Japan becomes the first team to qualify for the 2026 World Cup after host nations. Japan became the first team to qualify for the 2026 World Cup after beating Bahrain 2-0 at Saitama Stadium on March 20th. Second-half goals from Daichi Kamada and Takefusa Kubo ensured the Samurai Blue secured a spot in Asia Group C's top two automatic qualification places. At its eighth straight World Cup, Japan joins co-host the United States, Canada, and Mexico in the expanded 48-team tournament. Thanks to the players for their efforts and the fans for their support, Japan coach Hajime Moriyasu said. We knew that if we persevered that the goals would come. We will try and win our three remaining games and grow as a team. Earlier, second-place Australia took a big step toward a seventh appearance by defeating Indonesia 5-1 in Sydney in the visitors' first game under new coach Patrick Kluivert. Indonesia's Kevin Dykes missed a penalty in the eighth minute. In 10 minutes later, Martin Boyle converted his spot kick to put the Socceroos ahead. Nishan Velupile and Jackson Irvine scored before the break and Lewis Miller made it 4-0 on the hour. Ole Rameni scored for Indonesia before Irvine grabbed his second and the hosts' fifth. The top two from each of the three six-team groups in the third round of Asian qualifying advanced to the World Cup, while the third and fourth place teams advanced to another stage to compete for two more places. South Korea stayed on top of Group B and on course for an 11th straight World Cup appearance, despite drawing with Oman 1-1 in Goyang, just north of Seoul. People may think this qualification round is easy, but we have to work so hard for every match, South Korea captain Sun Heung-min said. A match like this can teach us a lesson. We have to take whatever positive we can from this. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.